This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
Welcome to the show. This is Jack.
Well, my name is Ami.
I'm Haseda.
What's going on, guys? This is Darren.
Spring is almost in here, and summer is on the way. Good day, people. I'm Haseda Dulanjan, host today's Stunamonia program. The area I'm going to talk about is focus. How can it help to increase the physical and mental well-being of a student? The research I did on this topic has taken me to many areas that we don't even normally think about it. It's hard to imagine. Is it a focus? Is it a big area? Yeah, it is. Today, I'm going to deliver more information and more points on this topic as much as I can to get ready for your next big challenge. Before we dig into the conversation, we need to understand what it is. Focus, or as this whole conversation is going to be a model to you. According to Oxford Dictionary, the focus meant the center of interest or activity, the state or the quality of having or producing a clear definition. This word means so much. It is not only one definition. It got many, many. It worth to ourselves more than just one word. Staying focused in college is more important because dedication to college work can make the difference between a lackluster academic record and a stellar one. Just think, when you get up in the morning, what is the first thing you do? I'm pretty sure the first thing is you turn off that alarm which is snoozing for ages, and when you get the phone to hand, you will just go to your Facebook or any other social media that you used to and go scrolling down and see what are the things that happen while you're sleeping. Is it the most important thing for yourself? We need to focus on something else, doesn't it? When I was doing the research, I came across a great study done by Van Thomason. He discussed this area on a brief heading under Losing Focus in College. He mentioned out that the students who in the classes will have more trouble forgetting to do homework, oversleeping, concentrating on parties more than studying can lower the grade. In some cases, it even had led to drop out the people from the classes, even in the first year. 2009, a study published by National Bureau of Economic Research emphasizes that the lower grades can contribute to the decision to leave college. How does the students lose their focus? Mainly, students need to predetermine when and how they lose their focus during the lectures. For example, some students are highly dedicated to do homework but struggle to pay attention in class, while others do well in class setting but having troubles motivating themselves. Tracking common sources of distraction such as social networking can help students to address the issue, and determining whether the problems occur in all the classes or just some can further clarify the problem. A student who struggles to focus on one particular lecture, for example, might benefit from finding ways to make the lecture more relevant and interesting, such as drawing maps or charts of information. I'm pretty sure I talk a lot now. It's time to listen to a song. This song is by Bob Marley, True Little Bird. Let's listen to this beautiful song.
I'm
Following are the most common issues that lose the students' focus. Some mental health issues can contribute to distraction in the class setting. Students with attention deficit disorder struggle to remain focused and easily distracted. Depression can also play a role in distraction because it tends to undermine motivation and make everyday tasks seem more difficult. Anxiety also can play a role. Students who feel uncomfortable in a large lecture hall may be focused on their nervousness than the lessons. Boredom with classes stress. The workload, overuse of social networking and procrastination can play a role in distraction. The human being thinks between 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. The mental character images or movies playing in your head. It's like going work movie studio plays around your head. Of this, 95% of these thoughts were repetitive of the previous days. That means something like you have done day before will come to the today's in your mind and they will play around it. Do you be worrying about the life, the things that you have done yesterday? And 80% is of the habitual thoughts are negativity. In order to achieve success, we need to learn how to focus these thoughts on what we want. According to a research done by Microsoft, they have found it out. 82nd line. Being a student is not an easy job. It is more harder than being a full-time worker at a supermarket or any other place because when you were a student, you had to focus on four subjects or more than that and had to pay attention in everything. If you don't do well, you might fail in your classes. So the focus is more important to yourself. For example, if you are getting an exam and it is on the next week and if you don't focus on your exam without like if you don't study for your exam, you're just wasting time procrastinating that I will do it tomorrow and I will watch movies and playing the PlayStation and talking to my friends over Facebook or messaging and going out, having parties, drink, get drunk and dancing and stuff. This just mind says that you got another 7 days to study, so don't worry mate, you can do it. So you wasted one day, then comes the second day. The mind says, oh mate, you got another 6 days to do, so you don't need to worry about it. Then don't do anything on the sixth day. Then 5, 4, 3. Then the mind comes warning up. You say, oh, idiot, you didn't study. You got another 2 days to do. But the mind is like on the right. The mind says, you can do it because you have done it previously. So don't worry. Chill out, mate. So on the day before the exam, like only 24 hours, your mind says, boy, you need to put your socks up and start studying because the exam is tomorrow. So you're getting... take the books, get to the table, and start studying. And you feel, no, I can't do it because I'm stressed. Because I don't know what are the areas I need to cover, what are the questions that the tutor might ask me, what are things that the exam want to, and how much marks do I need to get to pass the exam. So I'm just worrying. So I just cover all the things and just cover the basic topics. Then I think, oh, don't worry, I don't want to pass exams. I just want to get a say and continue the classes. So that's the main reason we need to be focusing on our activities and exams and stuff. Being a student is not easy.
When the days are colder.
Oh no, I'm not good in singing. Let's go for a second song. After that, I will teach you some tips and techniques that will be benefit for you to how to overcome your fears and do well in your exams. Let's keep focused.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. There's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come.
It's where my demons hide. Don't get too cross, so they dug your grave, and the masquerade will come calling out at the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come.
I got a little story to tell you. This is a real story that which happens like ages ago. I found it on the Google. If you want, you can search it and say. So the stories are this. One day, the same master wanted to show his students a new technique of shooting an arrow. He told the students to cover his eyes with a cloth and then he shoot his arrow. Then he opened his eyes. He saw the target was no arrow in it. And he looked at the students and they looked embarrassed, because their teacher had missed it. The Zen master asked them, "What lesson do you think I intended to teach you all today?" They answered, "We thought you would show us how to shoot a target without looking." The Zen master said, "No, I taught you that if you want to be successful in your life, don't forget the target. You have to keep your eye on the target, otherwise you may miss a good opportunity in life." They looked at each other and impressed with the lesson. The moral of the story is we need to constantly focus on what we want and what we need to realize that. Now I'm going to teach you the techniques that will help you to improve the focus. Prepare your brain. Like, you first need to understand what kind of a thing that you're going to do. For example, if the exam in a corner, you need to be prepared. Like, you need to understand what are the things you need to be prepared for, like your exam notes, the practical notes, all the theory notes, and you need to ask your friends, can I get the notes? Can you like make a group and study to achieve it? The next one is understand where your focus need to be. For example, if you're having a final year exam, you need to ask and clarify with your tutors and friends what are the areas you mostly need to focus and study. Always like, if the final two lessons that the tutor wants you to study the final two lessons, but you studied only the first one without studying the rest, and you see that that is not important, but you always need to clarify and ask. The next one is unplug for 30 minutes. Like, don't do anything more than 30 minutes. Just have a small VV break, like at least like 50 seconds or 30 seconds. Get out of the working, like if you're writing something for 30 minutes straight, just get your pen out, look up, look down, and just focus on something else. Grab some coffee. Coffee doesn't help you to get like the energy and stuff that you really want to do, but it will help you to improve the focus. Like, it will give something to relax your brain and stuff. Then, check the thermometer. Even though we don't think that the temperature doesn't help like affect our body, but when you're doing studies and stuff, if it's too cold, you feel lazy. If it's too hot, like you feel I want to get off my shoes and like I want to be comfort and study. Like, you need to basically like a 72, 71 Celsius room temperature to like have a good environment. And turn on some music. Like, I know when you're studying alone, it can get kind of bored. So it's good to have some kind music. Like, you can search on YouTube and other on Google or something and look for like study motivational the songs and stuff. I did, like, most of the time I put my earplugs and start writing this stuff on the computer because it helps you to, like, that you don't feel that you're alone. Next one is take short breaks. After after like a 30 minute break, like, you need to take a small break, go and see your family, go to the kitchen, bring some water, grab some things to eat, like, keep your eat something always. If you're studying, always, like, eat something. Like, if your brain works, you need to as well as your mouth need work. It just, I know it's really hard to keep focused, but if you work on it, and you can eventually develop and keep focused and make your things work. So don't worry if you can't do it by one day. It will take time, but work for it, then you can achieve it. I got a small clip that a motivational and inspirational talk done was by Job Steves, and I think this will be helpful for you. And as well as, if you want to know more information about things happening at ARA, you can go to the website ara.co.nz and look for Student Life, and you can find the information, and you can use the Studentmonia Facebook page to find us the information, like, what are the things coming up and what are the radio shows. And thank you for being nice audience, and I will see you next time.
It's 1,000 songs in your pocket. The iPod.
If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on that calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do. Of course, it was impossible to connect the dots looking forward when I was in college, but it was very, very clear looking backwards 10 years later. Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference. I was lucky. I found what I love to do early in life, when I was 20. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking, don't settle. When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." It made an impression on me. And since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. No one wants to die.
We gotta risk everything. Great artist Dylan, Picasso, Newton, they risk failure. And if we want to be great, we got to risk it too.
Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will truly become the old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Were the words, stay hungry, stay foolish. It was their farewell message as they signed off. Stay hungry, stay foolish. And I have always wished that for myself.
Because people will never stop believing that they can get more out of something, whether it be their jobs, their marriage, their money, their lives. It's the belief in the limitless, the impossible. That no matter what you dream, you can do it.
When you grow up, you tend to get told the world is the way that it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world and try not to bash into the walls too much. That's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is that everything around you that you call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. It's to shake off this erroneous notion that life is just there and you're just gonna live in it versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it. And once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
And now, as you graduate to begin anew, I wish that for you. Stay hungry, stay foolish. Thank you all very much.